All right. It is 3:48 on your Monday drive. Joining us right now, back on the drive, U.S. Congressman Mike Thompson, representing California's 1st District. Mike, how are you?
Steve, I'm well. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Got a little frog in the throat, but other than that, I'm good.
All right.
So, Friday night, the last minute, there's an agreement reached, and there's no shutdown of the U.S. government. What are your thoughts on this alleged agreement?
Well, I think it's a good thing that the government didn't shut down.
Yeah.
I think that would have been totally irresponsible. Just the idea that they took it up to the brink, I think, was the height of irresponsibility. The government is up and running for a few more days, and the idea is to come back with this agreement that was hammered out amongst the Speaker, the Democratic leader in the Senate, and the White House. And we have not seen that agreement yet. As I understand it, it should be out for review this afternoon or later this evening. And the idea is to vote on it on Wednesday. So I'll have a better idea once I see it. Having said that, we know we have to make some cuts. I think we have to be very, very careful as to how we make those cuts, and we want to make sure that that it doesn't do anything to harm what is a very fragile economic recovery. If we go overboard in that, and some in Congress, I think, have the capability and the potential of being able to do just that.
The bottom line here is that Washington is gearing up for another battle, this one has to deal with the debt ceiling and how many trillions that the government can borrow to pay its bills. Do you think that's going to be an even bigger brawl than the one just finished overfunding the government for the next 6 months?
I think it's going to be a sizable brawl. I think that that is going to be a date seen as a leverage point or a pressure point whereby there can be some more cuts extracted. So I think, yes, you'll be seeing another confrontation.
It's a little confusing to a lot of us here, us lay people, when they're talking about debt ceilings and $14.3 trillion and such. The Treasury right now apparently warning that it's going to reach $14.3 trillion. Where do you stand on this? I mean, where does the House stand on it at this point, even though the fact is the Republicans are running the House?
Well, I don't think you can characterize the House coming down in any one particular position. I can tell you my position. I think that we need to exercise much greater fiscal restraint, fiscal responsibility. But as I said earlier, it's no different if you're talking about the debt ceiling or you're talking about the concurrent resolution. It has to be done responsibly. And if it's not, and you cut the wrong place, you cut too much, you run the risk of disrupting our economic recovery. You also run the risk. We know where the Republicans are on this issue. They sent us a bill. They passed a bill, H.R. 1, that everybody who's looked at this has stated that if, in fact, it were to pass, we would lose 700,000 jobs. And I don't think that's what we want to do. So we have to be mindful of being fiscally responsible, but not doing it in an irresponsible way. And then the other thing I think that this really folks are losing sight of, some folks losing sight of in this debate, is that we need to remember why we're the greatest country in the world and what's made us great. And investments in innovation and education, those are the things that will lead to job growth. And the idea that you can, you know, take big chunks out of that may be penny wise, but it's certainly pound foolish.
Well, Saturday, House Speaker Boehner told reporters that the president had asked him for a, quote, clean bill on raising the debt ceiling. And Boehner said, and I quote, "Well, guess what, Mr. President? not a chance you're going to get a clean bill. And I can just tell you this, there will not be an increase in the debt limit without something really, really big attached to it. Republicans are threatening to attach policy measures on issues like abortion funding and environmental regulations. Some of these riders were the main sticking points in the budget showdown last week. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, again, I think it's irresponsible. Yeah. We have a fiscal issue to deal with. We need to deal with it. The idea that, you can do away with Planned Parenthood, balance the budget, is foolish. Right. It doesn't get you there. It's all about ideology. And the same thing pertains to NPR and the other things that they would like to link to this.
Right.
So we have a very serious and a very real physical challenge in front of us. And I think we should be dealing with that. We should look at what the President's Debt Commission did and how they did it. They've outlined a way forward where we can be fiscally responsible, where we can reduce the debt, get rid of the deficit. And they also recognize that it needs to be done with caution to make sure that we don't fall into that trap that I mentioned before,
yeah.
Where we end up doing things that ruin our economy and ruin our recovery and ruin the job market.
Yes, indeed. Well, are you out here or are you in D.C. right now?
I'm in Canaris right now. I'm heading to Santa Rosa, but I've been out here Saturday, Sunday, and today I go back tomorrow morning.
Okay, well, it's always great to talk to you. We appreciate you checking in so often. U.S. Congressman Mike Thompson, representing California's 1st District. Keep fighting the good fight, sir.
Steve, if I could just mention one thing.
Sure.
You know, I've been having these debt town hall meetings. I've had them in, six of our seven counties so far. They've been absolutely fantastic. You know, I'd like to encourage maybe you guys get involved, and, we could do them have it maybe broadcast or something, because I'm finding that the constituents in our district are interested in this, and they all have good ideas as to how we can be fiscally responsible and how we can move towards getting rid of our debt, paying down our debt.
I think that's a great idea. Mike is in touch with your people, so let's see if we can't work something out. That'd be great.
Sounds perfect. Thanks for your interest.
You bet, Mike. Thank you so much for calling.
Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye. Good man, U.S. Congressman Mike Thompson, representing California's 1st District.